sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 8:37, it's good morning again to Pádraig.
Good morning to you, Audrey. Kevin McStay has taken over as manager of the Mayo Footballers. His appointment was announced by Mayo GAA last night, along with details of his backroom team. We're joined by our reporter, Damien Lawler. Damien, this was a highly anticipated announcement last night, so take us through what happened.
Yes, Pádraig. Well, Kevin has gone for that job on two previous occasions, and I think he's been very disappointed not to have landed a job on at least one of those occasions. So all indications were this time around that he may not go around and put his name in for the position. He kept his cards very, very much close to his chest, but late on in the day, it definitely became apparent that his name was in contention for it. So too were a number of other leading candidates, Pádraig. And last Saturday, interviews were held with the prospective candidates, including Declan Shaw, including Mike Solan, and including Ray Dempsey. All of those had fairly strong credentials themselves. But probably Kevin McStay's backroom team was very, very impressive. You've got people like Stephen Rochford and Donny Buckley and Lee McHale and Damie Mulligan. And I think as the race emerged and unfolded, the other candidates let their backroom teams be known as well. And possibly the reason for that was such was the impact that McStay's proposed backroom team had. He finally got the nod last night at possibly the third time of asking. And he gets the job on a kind of an extensive four-year term. It gives him a chance to come in and put a huge mark on this position after replacing James Horan.
And with all the inter-county matches finished now until next year, there's a lot of focus, isn't there, on managerial appointments and vacancies right across the country?
Yeah, there is too, Pádraig. And I think for Kevin McStay, first of all, his job starts straight away. He's got to get Lee Keegan to commit for next year. That's a huge thing. He has to look at getting players like Ryan O'Donoghue and Tommy Conroy back fit. So there's lots to be looking at there. Right around the country, there are still some counties like Roscommon, like Longford, like Offaly, like your own county in Laois, looking to appoint managers. In Offaly hurling, Johnny Kelly has emerged as a leading candidate for that hurling position. There was talk that Eamon O'Shea and Liam Sheedy might get involved there, but that has not developed, to my understanding. Johnny Kelly's a leading contender now. In Laois, it should become apparent fairly soon who the hurling manager is. Names like Derek McGrath and Ryan O'Dwyer have been mentioned there, Pádraig. Roscommon have been looking at Pat Flanagan by all accounts. And Longford, if I was involved in the Longford County Board, you could do worse than look a lot closely at some of the candidates that went for the Mayo job, Pádraig, because there's some high impact potential candidates there that could do maybe with going off getting an inter-county job and going for the Mayo job next time around then.
Okay, very good, Damien. Thanks very much for that update.
Lots of new panellists needed for the Sunday game anyway, you could say, after the events of the past couple of weeks.
It's quite a few. Colm O'Rourke and Micheál Donoghue, the latest to depart the sofa. We'll move on to soccer, and Manchester United picked up their first points of the new Premier League season, defeating Liverpool 2-1 at Old Trafford. Manager Erik ten Hag left captain Harry Maguire and Cristiano Ronaldo on the bench, and his team produced a much improved performance with goals from Jadon Sancho and Marcus Rashford. Liverpool are without a victory from their opening three games with just 2 points on the board, but there's no panic yet for manager Jurgen Klopp.
When you are 1-0 down, it's not exactly the game you want to have, but how I said, second part of the first half, we were there, we played like we wanted to play, we had a lot of good moments where they couldn't even get close to us, but I don't have a lot of arguments. We lost 2-1, so it's not that I loved the game, but I think on another day, with more conviction about what we are doing, we can turn it around. So that's how it is, and it's not important if they have 1-0 up or 2-0 up, but for today, we couldn't do it.
Jorginho Wijnaldum has suffered a broken leg in training with Roma, putting his participation at the World Cup in Qatar in doubt. The Netherlands midfielder joined the Italian side on loan from PSG 2 weeks ago. The Ukrainian Premier League returns today with Shakhtar Donetsk taking on the Kharkiv side Metalist. The game will take place behind closed doors at the Olympic Stadium in Kyiv, with coverage on Ukrainian television. The players will be taken to an underground bomb shelter if air raid sirens sound. Shakhtar's head coach said it was a big responsibility to show the world that life in Ukraine does not stop but continues. There's been a shake-up in the Connacht rugby setup, with Andy Friend, head coach since 2018, moving to the newly created director of rugby role, and Pete Wilkins, who's been part of the coaching setup for 5 seasons, being named head coach. English Premiership side Worcester Warriors have reportedly been given 9 days to get their affairs in order. The club has been served with a winding-up petition over an unpaid tax bill of £6 million, and Premiership chiefs are understood to have drawn up a new fixture list without them amid growing fears that the club will fold. Organisers of the Epsom Derby are searching for a new sponsor after the online car retailer Cazoo pulled out after just 1 year of sponsoring the race. The company said it had experienced serious commercial setbacks in recent months. Alexander Zverev has withdrawn from next week's US Open tennis after failing to recover from an ongoing ankle injury. The current world number two has been struggling for full fitness since sustaining the injury in his French Open semi-final defeat to Rafa Nadal. Irish Olympian Nat Nguyen has been narrowly beaten in the first round of the World Badminton Championships in Tokyo. He lost 22-20, 21-19 to the number 12 seed from India. Kate Frost and Moya Ryan lost in the first round of the women's doubles, but there was a win in the men's doubles first round for Joshua McGee and Paul Reynolds. Irish professional offshore sailor Tom Dolan is lying second in the 644-mile Figaro single-handed yacht race from western France to Pembroke off South Wales and back again. His boat, Smurfit Kappa Kingspan, is 1.4 miles behind the leading boat as they approach Bishop's Rock off the Scilly Isles. And finally, the Ireland women's cricket team claimed a 5-wicket win over the Netherlands in the first of 3 1-day games.